下面是正道的时间，阿瑟牧师继续把提摩太前书的信息带给我们。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早安。
Please open your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1-7.
请大家打开圣经，我们翻到提摩太前书的第二章。我们今天的经文来自第二章的1-7节。
We will begin to hit some difficult parts of the book of Timothy in chapter 2.
我们在第二章的开始的时候我们可能会开始进入一些比较困难的经文。
So we need to come before the Lord in prayer.
我们需要在神面前来祷告。
Let's pray. Father, our God, before we come before, as we come before your proclaimed truth.
父神，当我们来到神你自己所宣告所启示的话语面前的时候。
We pray that you will soften our hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit.
求主你借着那圣灵的力量，让我们的心柔软。
Give us the light that we need to see your truth.
让我们光照我们能够得见神你自己的真理。
Lead us to see Christ.
引领我们得见基督。
In His name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Let's first read this passage here. I'm just going to ask Elder Eric to read for us in Chinese.
好，我们首先我们来读今天的我们的主题的经文，来自格林。来自提摩太前书二章的1-7节，我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿万人得救、明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来。我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信学习真道，我说的是真话，并不是谎言。这是神的话语。
Amen. So I know some of you are familiar with a very well known phrase from another verse, from another writing from Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:23.
我知道大家都很熟悉保罗在另外一个地方就是在哥林多前书的1:23所讲到的话，大家都很熟悉。
He says that we preach Christ crucified.
他说我们传的乃是钉十字架的基督。
This really is the essence of the Christian gospel.
所以那么我们所说的基督教的福音的核心的要点就是在这里。
I read a story about this phrase last week, and it goes like this.
我有关这我刚才说的这段这节经文哈，那我曾经读到一个故事哈。
Once there was a faithful Bible believing church in a small town in England.
那原来在英国呢，有一个就忠心传讲神的道的这样的一个教会。
And they have a stone wall with an arch entrance in front of the church that's covered by ivy.
他们原来这个教会呢有个石头的墙哈，前面有一个拱门那么拱门上面都爬满了那个常春藤哈。
And the arch entrance has an inscription that reads exactly this phrase: "We preach Christ crucified."
所以他们在那个石墙的拱门上哈，那么就印的就是刚才我们说这句话，我们传讲钉十字架的基督。
But times changed and the ivy grew and pretty soon it covered the word crucified.
那当然这个时间变换，那么后来那个藤呢就越长越多哈，后来那个常春藤就把那个钉十字架那个字哈就遮住了。
So the inscription now just reads, we preach Christ.
所以那个拱门上所写的就剩下了我们传讲基督。
Well, at the time, other people came to the church and they did preach Christ.
那么所以在以后的时间呢，所以当这个人们在这个教会敬拜的时候呢，这个教会的确是在传讲基督。
They preach Christ the example, Christ the humanitarian, Christ the ideal leader.
但是他们所传讲的乃是一个不同的基督，也是把它作为一个慈善家的基督，作为一个领导的基督等等。
And as the years passed, the ivy grew, continued to grow, until the inscription only reads now, we preach.
那所以那一年又一年，那个常春藤呢越长越多，那最后把那个基督两个字也遮住了，那剩下的字就是我们传讲。
The generation that came along then did just that. They preached just economics, social gospel, book reviews, just about anything else.
那所以在以后的世代当中，那个教会的确是他们在讲道，在传讲，当然他们讲的是各种乱七八糟的道，讲一些社会福音，讲这个书评，讲各种等等。
Well, this story probably isn't literally true.
当然这个可能不是一个真的故事。
But it does illustrate how man's philosophical detours affect the church.
但是这的确是让我们看到呢，那人的很多的哲学的思想的发展，来影响教会。
It would lead us into a path of apostasy.
最后落到一个传讲虚假的福音的地步。
These kind of things can easily happen to any church and even ours.
当然，这可以很这样的现象呢，很容易发生在任何的教会，包括我们的教会。
Especially if we don't focus on the essence of the gospel.
如果我们不抓住那福音的精义的话。
Well, if you remember back last time, back in chapter 1, verse 4, actually that was several weeks ago, months ago, Paul in 1 Timothy warned. Timothy about the false teachers in the church in Ephesus.
那如果还记得我们以前在讲到第一这个提摩太前书第一章的时候那么在第一章第四节的时候，保罗也提醒提摩太那要警惕那些在教会当中那个传讲虚假的福音的这种虚假的这种假教师。
They were teaching, as chapter 1, verse 4 says, devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies.
第四节的时候讲到那些假教师呢，所传讲的都是一些荒谬无凭的话语和一些无穷的家谱的争论。
That was probably what was fashionable, hip to, for people to talk at the time.
那么在当时提摩太所在的时代呢，这些可能是当时是一些比较时髦的东西。
And they were false teaching, and Paul, that's why Paul eventually, toward the end of the chapter 1, he has to cast out those who are unrepentant, the leaders like Hymenaeus and Alexander, out of the church.
所以这样也导致那最终保罗在当时的提摩太的教会当中他最后也去要赶出那些这些不悔改的这些假教师，像这个徐米乃还有亚历山大。
While Paul was away from Ephesus, so now he's writing this letter to Timothy to charge him, the young pastor there, to continue to fight the good spiritual warfare.
那所以当时保罗当时远在以弗所的时候呢，他也写信来勉励提摩太来继续打这样的属灵的征战。
So pretty much what we have in chapter 2 and chapter 3 are Paul's specific instructions to Timothy on how to put the household of God in order.
那么在接下来在提摩太前书的第二章第三章就是保罗给提摩太的一些具体的这样的指示告诉他应该如何的来维持教会当中的秩序。
So what we'll be looking at today is the first instruction from Paul.
那么今天我们所看的是保罗所讲到的这个第一个命令。
Then the first order is the command to pray.
那这个第一个命令是什么呢？就是祷告。
And the second, and then I will give you the reasons for this command to pray. That's my second point.
所以呢，今天我们讲的两点，第一就是保罗的有关祷告的命令第二个呢是讲到那我们祷告的理由，为什么要来祷告。
So first, the command to pray.
那么我们进入第一点。
Verse 1, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people.
这保罗开始说，那么我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求和祝谢。
When Paul says first of all, he is not merely expressing the first step in terms of order in regards to how to do something.
所以在这里保罗所说的第一并不是一个这样的顺序上的第一第一步、第二步等等保罗所这个第一是指的重要性的第一。
That's he just translated. Well, he's conveying the importance of it. So, and it is interesting, Paul uses four different Greek words or nouns to describe a prayer in this case, as he's urging the church to pray.
当然我们看到这一节呢，保罗是用到了在这希腊原来的希腊文里面用到了四个词来描述如何的来祷告。
The first three are pretty much synonyms for prayer.
那第四这个前三个呢，基本都是跟祷告是同义词哈。
But since Paul does use four different words to describe prayer, I think we need to kind of look into why he would do it.
那既然那保罗用了这四个词呢，那我们要看一下那么这个四个词的意思，为什么保罗会用这样的一些用这样的用词？
Because they do have different nuances.
那么里面可能有些细微的含义上的不同。
First, supplications.
第一个字呢，保罗用到的是祈求。
This Greek word immediately points to our inferiority before God, the Creator.
那么这个词里面的这个含义所指向的是我们的地位跟上帝的地位的差别哈。那么我们是我们处在这个跟上帝相比哈，我们处在一个卑微的地位。
Because we are creatures created by Him with dependent beings.
因为我们乃是被造的哈，我们是来到那造物主面前的时候。
That's why we have needs. We are lacking in life in many ways.
因为我们是被造的，所以我们呢有各样的需要，我们有各样的缺乏。
And we cannot provide for ourselves to meet our needs.
那么这些呢，我们靠自己的力量没有来提供我们自己这样的需要。
So the word supplications really points to our heart posture that we need to truly humble ourselves before God to ask Him for what we need.
所以恳求这个字呢，是首先是保罗让我们在心里面，我们摆正我们自己的位置来到神面前呢，我们能够谦卑的向他来祈求。
Second word is prayers.
那第二个词，保罗用的是祷告。
This Greek word expresses the sense of devotion to God and reverence and worship of God.
那么这个词所体现的意思呢，是一种在神面前的这种专注和这种委身让我们能够一颗虔诚敬畏的心在神面前。
This I said earlier. This we have synonyms of prayer, right? But this word is unique in the sense that because if you think about it, supplications and an intercession can be made to human beings, but prayer cannot be made to human beings.
那当然，我刚才讲到这四个词呢，都有它的这种独特的意义在里面虽然这个前三个词呢都是同义词，但是这祷告这个词所不同的地方是说恳求和代求呢。都是那个恳求和代求的这个对象可以是人但是祷告的对象呢是上帝而不是人。
Prayer is addressed to God, not to man.
所以祷告呢是向神祷告不是向人祷告。
We really have to remember this, especially when we pray in public.
这也是也提醒我们尤其是我们在教会当中公祷的时候
In prayer meeting, we are not to use prayer as an opportunity to teach other people information or to complain about issues.
那所以就像我们在祷告会中我们其实我们的公祷不是说要来借着这个公祷来去要去教导别人或者是向别人来指控别人的问题。
Our prayers must always be directed to God with reverence, with praise and adoration.
所以我们的祷告的应该是指向上帝的是向的上帝献上我们的向赞美尊崇献上我们的这样的一个祈求。
The third word, intercessions.
那这第三个词提到是代求。
And this is a rare Greek word that's only happened twice in the book of 1 Timothy.
这个原来这个希腊字是一个比较少出现的一个字那么在提摩太书信里面只出现两次。
It conveys the idea of making an earnest plea to somebody who is in a higher position than you.
这个代求的意思呢，是用一颗恳切的心来去祈求，向一个比你位置高的人献上的一种祈求。
But it points to some kind of an intense conversation.
但是这个词所体现的是一种比较深度的这种对话或者交流。
It is not like you just ask and turn away and go and then just
不是一个简单的你就向他们做一个请求然后就走了
It has the idea of wrestling.
它甚至有一种啊，一种在里面有一个摔跤的那种意思在里面。
You know about how Jacob in the Old Testament in Genesis wrestled with the angel of the Lord. That passage in Genesis 32.
那如果大家还记得在创世纪第三十二章哈，那当时雅各哈在跟神的这个天使摔跤的这种情景。
That's what this word is really saying here when we come to make intercessions to God.
所以当我们说到代求的时候，这个字里面有那个意思在里面。
To wrestle with Him.
啊，就是跟那个对方来摔跤哈。
And finally, the word is thanksgiving.
那最后这个词是讲到祝谢。
Our gratitude for God's salvation must always be present in our prayer every time when we pray.
啊，这也是提醒我们，那在我们祷告当中呢，哈，我们对神的这种救恩和对他的供给的这种感恩哈，必须是实时的在我们的祷告当中。
The point here is that we cannot be ungrateful, treating God as if He is a vending machine. Only when we need something, we'll come to Him.
所以也提醒我们呢，我们的祷告哈，我们的祷告，我们这个不是一个没有感恩的心的祷告哈，就好像把这个。神当作一个自动贩卖机一样，很多时候我们有了什么需要，我们就来拿。
We must be thankful for God has provided everything that we need in life.
我们要为神在我们生命中所提供的一切感恩。
And with that said, what are we to pray for?
那么如果我们看到这一点的时候，那么下面的问题就是，那么我们要为什么来祷告呢？
Look at verse 4. There it says, God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
那我们看到第四节哈，保罗提到他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
In other words, we, the church, are called to pray for all sinners' salvation.
换句话说，那么我们在教会当中哈，我们祷告是要。要为万人的救恩献上我们的祷告。
The core reason for the church to exist is to be the channel to bring salvation to sinners.
那么教会之所以为教会，它的核心的任务之一哈，就是要把这样的福音作为一个福音的管道哈，把福音带给带给罪人。
To bring sinners to Jesus Christ.
带领罪人到基督面前。
Paul says in verse 4, we have to pray for all people, and this all people in the Chinese it doesn't say all people.
那在第四节的时候呢，这个保罗说要为万人祷告哈，但是中文的翻译里面其实没有说是按照原文的翻译上要是所有人的意思哈，那么中文是翻译成万人。
God desires all people to be saved.
那么神愿意万人，所有的人都得救。
And this is where chapter 2 gets really hard, begins to get hard.
那这个时候呢，我们就看到这个经文可能开始有一些难度了。
Because when you think of God desiring all people to be saved, a lot of people will think, what does that mean that everyone will be saved?
那么所以当我们说我们神愿意万人所有人都得救的时候，那么可能有人会问，那么是不是所有的人都得救呢？
No, that's clearly not the case. That's not biblical. That's not what the Bible teaches, that not everyone will be saved.
当然圣经里没有教导说所有的人都会得救。
In theology, it's called universalism.
所以神学上我们称为所谓的普救论。
When here Paul says God desires all people to be saved is similar to what Paul elsewhere said in Acts 17 that God commands all people everywhere to repent.
所以在这里保罗说神愿意万人都得救，愿意所有人都得救呢，就就跟另外的一节经文哈，就是使徒行传十七章的三十节所提到的哈，神呢就是如今吩咐各处的人都悔改。
The Greek word for God's desire is not the same word as God's determination or God's sovereign will. They're different.
所以这里说神愿意和神吩咐这两个字呢是不一样的。
When God determines something, it will happen.
如果神定义要做什么事情呢，那个这事情必然会发生。
But here we talk about God's desires.
但这里所说的是神愿意。
Give you two quick examples from one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament.
我给大家两个很快的例子，一个是在旧约，一个在新约。
Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 18:32, there it says, For I have
God said, I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God, so turn and live.
在旧约以西结书十八章的三十二节这个经文说，主耶和华说，我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。
In the New Testament, in Matthew 23:37, Jesus says this, O Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing.
那在新约马太福音二十三章三十七节，耶稣是这样说：耶路撒冷你常杀害先知，我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
You see, God desires all people to be saved.
我们看到神愿意所有的人都得救
，But not all will be saved.
但是不是所有人都会被得救。
This is a story of a pastor and a barber, who the barber is an atheist, walking through the really slum part of the city.
所以过去有一个这样的故事哈，一个牧师跟一个理发师那个理发师是一个无神论者哈，这个牧师跟理发师就在一个城市的这个贫民区里面走路。
The barber atheist said, if God was as good as you said, he wouldn't allow these kind of poverty, diseases, terrible things that are happening in our town.
所以这个理发师说，如果神真是像你说的是一个美善的神的话，那么他怎么能允许这样的这些贫穷疾病这些现象呢，在我们这种城市里面发生呢？
I can't believe in a God who permits these things.
我不能相信允许这样发生的这样的一位上帝。
Then the pastor thought for a minute, and then saw a man walking by on the street with his hair hanging down his neck, and he had like a half-inch stubble on his face.
那这个牧师想了一会儿那他这个牧师刚好看见另外有一个头发这个很长到已经披到肩膀的这样的一个，然后脸上胡子也很长的这样的人刚好路过。
Then the pastor said to the barber, you cannot be a good barber, or you wouldn't allow a man like this continue to live around this neighborhood without a haircut and a shave.
所以这个牧师就跟这个理发师讲，你如果是一个好的理发师的话，你怎么能允许这样的一个人头发这么长，胡子那么长，在这里走呢？
When the barber got really mad and said, well, why blame me for that man's condition? He never came to my shop.
所以那个理发师就很生气，他说，你为什么，这难道是我的错吗？这个人也没有到我的理发店里来。
If I had, I would have fixed him up and made him a gentleman.
他说，如果这个人来到我的理发店的时候，我会把他这个修整的像一个真正的绅士一样。
Then the pastor said, then don't blame God for allowing people to continue their evil ways.
所以这个理发师说，同样你那个牧师就说，同样你不能因为神允许很多人来在他们的这个恶行上能够纵容他们的恶行，你不能因此来责备上帝。
They are unwilling to repent, but God desires all people to be saved.
神愿意万人都得救，但是呢，不是所有人都愿意来悔改。
And so we are to pray for all people.
所以我们要为万人，为所有的人祷告。
But when we pray for all peoples for their salvation, this all is all without distinction on whether you're Jews or Gentiles.
那这里所提到的这个万人和所有人是指没有分别的各类人的意思不管你是犹太人还是外邦人。
All without distinction, whether you're Chinese or Americans or Europeans.The gospel message is meant to be for all without distinction.
所以不管你是什么样民族那么哪一个民族的人那么这个福音愿意神愿意福音没有分别的临到万族万民。
Because the gospel concerns all people, all races, all ethnicity, all sinners, all idolaters.
那么因为福音是针对这些所有的罪人，所有的拜偶像的这个万族万民的人。
We got to remember the context here what Paul is dealing with in 1 Timothy.
所以我们要看到这个保罗在提摩太前书里所提到的这样的经文的这种上下文背景。
There are these self-claimed Jewish teachers trying to teach the law in the church, remember?
我们还记得那这些自己自我标榜的这些犹太人的教师，他们在来传讲神的律法。These
teachers, what most likely were teaching that salvation is only for some people, not for everyone.
所以当时的这些假教师呢，他们所传讲的很可能是这个福音只是为其中的一部分人预备的。
It's only for those who actually keep the law. It's only for those who actually who are maybe Jews. Only for those who have special knowledge.
他们所传讲的也许是那救恩是专门为那些犹太人预备的，专门为那些在行为上守神的律法的人预备的，为那些有一些特别的知识的这些特殊的人预备的。
And therefore, they don't want nor do they see the need to share the good news of salvation to those whom they deemed not worthy or undeserving. Or deserving of it.
那么他们没有去跟那些他们以为配不上这些福音的人来传讲。I
pray and hope that none of us think this way.
那么我的祷告是说，我们在座的千万不要这样做。But
unfortunately, I do fear that many of us do not have a strong sense of responsibility to pray for or strive for the salvation of other people.
但是我也看到我们呢，其实我们没有能够真正的来负起这样的责任，来真正的愿意为这个所有的各类人的这样的罪人来祷告，为他们的救恩来祷告。Especially
other people who are not like us, who don't speak our language, who don't share our culture or interests.
尤其是那些也许是他们不讲中文的人，也许是那些跟我们的文化不同的人。
We tacitly think if God wants to save these people who are so different from us, God can do it without us, without me getting involved.
那么我们可能心里面潜意识的想，那如果神要救这些跟我们不一样的人的话，那么神这些人的救恩也许不用我来参与，跟我无关。This
must not be, brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们不能这样想。We
must be intentionally inclusive when it comes to the gospel ministry.
当我们涉及到福音的事工的时候，我们必须是要以这种万人的救恩作为我们的这样的一个信念。Because
the gospel concerns everyone, no matter who they are, what language they speak, what culture they come from.
因为福音超越了我们所有的文化和语言的界限。What
matters is whether we are willing to be intentionally inclusive when it comes to sharing the gospel with them.
那么我们真正所关键的呢，是我们能不能把这样的一个福音传给所有的人。
And the beginning part of having this kind of mentality of being inclusive is pray.
那在我们当我们要想到这样的一个愿意万人得救的这样的信息的时候，我们必须要来祷告。
Pray for all men for their salvation.
我们要为所有的人的救恩来祷告。Don't
just pray for ourselves, our family, our small group members, our own spiritual growth, as good as that may be.
虽然是很好的，但是呢，我们不能只是为我们自己的、我们的属灵的成长，为我们的家人的属灵成长，为我们的小组，为我们的教会，只为这些人来的这种灵命来祷告。
I know that the small groups are starting this week and this coming week.
那我们知道我们的小组马上要开始聚会了。
One of the goals that we want to do is to reach out to other people in our small groups meeting, right?
所以我们小组的目标之一，那是要外展，就是我你他，我们讲过的，就是要关注我们周围的其他的人。I
want you to think of someone. Maybe not everyone has to do this every Friday, but think of someone who are not a Christian and would pray for that person in your small group.
我愿意你能够在心里面想一个人，想到一个人的名字，那为他的救恩来祷告。And
now Paul also specifically mentions praying for kings and all who are in high positions.
那么保罗在这里也提到呢，要为那些君王和一些在位的来祷告。Why
them?
为什么要为这些人祷告呢？
Well, who think about this? Who was the emperor at Paul's time? During Paul's time,
大家想一想，那个时候，那个当时的罗马帝国的皇帝是谁？
That would be Nero, the tyrant, the oppressor, the cruel monster who would kill people for no reason.
当时的皇帝呢是其实是尼禄啊，那是一个啊、是一个残忍的啊、无情的暴君。
He was so despicable. No Christians would like him at all.
啊、那么啊、当时是这样的一位啊、这个残暴可悲的可鄙的这种啊、一个皇帝哈。那么没有可能不会有任何的基督徒来喜欢、会喜欢他。
But here Paul is calling the church to pray for his that these kind of people's salvation.
但这里保罗在要来呼召教会哈，为这样的一个君王的救恩来祷告。
We have to make no distinction in praying for the salvation of all people, whether they are nice to us or unfair or unjust to us or even harm us.
当我们为别人的救恩祷告的时候，我们心里不应该有任何的分别哈，不管是这样的人是一个是我们喜欢的还是不喜欢的。
How often think about this? How often do you pray for people who you really don't like and really gets on your nerves? How often do you pray for that person's salvation?
那么我们可以问一下我们自己，我们有多经常为我们不喜欢的人啊，甚至是我们讨厌的人来祷告呢？为他们的救恩来祷告。
And Paul tells us this, the results of such prayer would be like in the second part of verse 2.
那么在这个第二节的第二后半部呢，保罗提到为什么要为这些君王来祷
告。That we may lead to peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way.
使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
Peaceful and quiet life, that's good, right?
当然平安无事的度日啊，当然是很好。
Often it's like we want a peaceful and quiet and comfortable life in America.
当然，我们在美国，我们都希望能够很平安很安全很这样的过这种生活。
But that's not Paul's point.
但是这不是保罗的意思。
Paul's point about praying for our rulers is that we will show them that we are not instigators, we're not rebels.
那保罗的意思是说，我们要为这些人祷告呢，使这个世人能看到呢，我们不是这些这个我们不是滋生事端的人。
And to have peaceful and quiet life is not for the purpose of for ourselves, but is for the purpose for the flourishing of the gospel in the church.
所以我们能够平安无事的祷告。不是说我们自己可以享受这样的生活，而是说这样的生活可以让和平有一个和平的平安的环境啊，那么能够让教会把福音传出去。
The priority of prayer of the church must not be only for ourselves, our comfort, but or even our own spiritual growth. Our priority must be for the purpose of salvation.
那我们的祷告的哈，这种最优先的哈，不只是我们自己哈，我们教会我们自己的灵命，而是我们祷告的所有人的万人的救恩。
Now let me quickly talk about the reasons to pray.
那么我们下面也很快的看一下我们祷告的原因。
We are to pray for all people, especially for rulers and leaders for their salvation.
那么我们要为万人恳求，为君王和一切在位的为他们的救恩来祷告。
And the reason is, Paul tells us, is because it is good and is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, verse 3.
那原因是什么呢？保罗说这个当着祷告的理由是这是好的，第三节啊，在上帝面前呢，我们的救主面前可以得蒙悦纳。
Our prayer for sinners, for all people, pleases God because that is exactly what God wants.
啊，我们啊为万人的救恩祷告啊。那么这样是这是神所喜悦的，因为这是神心里所愿意的。
God wants the gospel to make progress through the church of Christ.
那神希望这个教会呢能够在基督的教会当中哈，能够让福音来不断的来扩展。
What is good and pleases God in our prayer has everything to do with salvation.With the progress of the gospel in the world.
那么我们如果我们的祷告要蒙可以蒙神悦纳的话，那么我们必须在祷告当中，我们的专注乃是要为万人为世界的救恩。
And here's the second reason, verse 5.
For there is
one God and there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
So you see, while our evangelism, our prayer must be inclusive of all people, but the genuine salvation is actually exclusive.
那当然我们在讲到我们愿意万人得救，那么我们的祷告要包括这样所有的人，包括万人。那么但是呢，这个得救的管道，得救的方式呢，是非常的。
Because there's only one God and one mediator, Jesus Christ.
因为只有一位神，只有一位中保，耶稣基督。
There is no other way to be saved except through Jesus.
除了耶稣基督，没有人能够有其他的办法得救。
I hope you see that urgency, right?
所以我们可以在这里看到这样的一个迫切性。
Jesus is our only mediator.
耶稣是我们唯一的中保。There
was this, excuse me. There's this. Imagine this in your head.
在你可以在你的头脑中想象。There's
this abyss or chasm that is bottomless. Okay.
那么有一个，在你可以想象有一个这样的无底的深渊。And
it is impossible to cross over.
没有人能够跨越。
Because on the one side, that's humanity. The other one side of the abyss is the humanity.
那这个深渊的一边是人类。
The other side is deity.
另外一边是上帝。
The reason that there is such a big abyss, big gulf, is because of sin, human sin.
那么这样的一个又宽又深的深渊的存在的原因乃是罪。
If a bridge is to be built to gap this abyss, it must be anchored on both sides.
你如果要在这个深渊上架一座桥的话，那个桥的必须要固定在这个两边都能够固定。It
must cover the chasm that is caused by sin.
这个桥必须要跨越整个的这个深渊。Jesus
is that bridge who is only he is the only one who is able to actually anchor firmly on both sides, humanity and deity.
那么耶稣是这样的一个唯一的桥梁，因为只有耶稣能够一边能够在人类当中，一边呢是跟神在一起。And
verse 6 said what he did as a mediator is that he gave himself as a ransom for all.
那么在第六节的时候，我们提到他舍己做万人的赎价。And
this for all once again, all is not 万人, but all without distinction.
那么这里所说的万人，也并不是说是所有人的意思。Not
all without exception.
不是说他的意思不是无一没有例外的所有人。Please
note that the word ransom here is actually the Greek word comes with the idea of a substitution.
那么我们知道，在这个希腊文的这个赎价这个字里面，包含了代替、代赎的意思。In
other words, Jesus didn't just pay with whatever he has in his pocket, for our sin.
换句话说，耶稣不是只是从口袋里面掏出钱来，再买赎了我们这些罪人。Substitution
can only happen when he gave himself for you.
所以代赎的意思是说，耶稣把他自己献上，为当做了我们的赎价。This
message, this is the message of salvation that Jesus gave himself for sinners.
这是耶稣给罪人的这样的得救的好信息。You
have heard this message probably many times in your life.
大家都在我们的属灵生命中应该听过无数次了。But
you need to keep hearing it.
但是我们必须要一直的被提醒。You
need to keep you need to be reminded of it again and again.
我们要一次又一次的能够要提醒我们自己。Because
Jesus Christ is your only way that you can be saved.
因为耶稣基督是我们得救的唯一出路。And
we have to come to this sense of urgency, have this kind of sense of urgency to know the exclusiveness of salvation.
那当我们知道这个救恩的美善的时候，我们心里应该有一个这样的传讲救恩的这种迫切性。We
are to take on our obligation to share this gospel message to all men, everyone in the world.
那么我们愿意能够来把这样的好信息传给所有的人，传给世界，传到地极。
I know that none of us are like Paul, who is an apostle.
我们知道我们都不是使徒。
But we are like Paul in the sense that we are heralds.
但是我们跟保罗一样，我们都是报好信息的人。
When Paul says that he's the 传道 preacher, that's actually literally that's what the word means, heralds.
所以在这里，这个第七节，保罗的用的这个词传道，他的意思就是使者、信使的意思。
You know what the herald in the ancient time did?
如果大家知道这些在过去古时候这些信使这些使者做什么吗？
They make proclamation for the king.
他们是要传讲国王的这种小谕。
They cannot add or subtract that message or be choosy or selective about whom they want to share the message to.
他们不可以修改国王的旨意的信息，他们也不能选择我去跟一部分人传这个信息，不给另外的人来传。
Our king's message is the gospel.
那么我们的国王的信息是什么？
And we are called to be zealous about preaching this, sharing this gospel to everyone.
那么我们被蒙召呢，是要有这种把这样的福音传给所有的人的这样的一个热心。
And the first step to do that is pray.
那我们要去做的第一步是什么呢？
Because pray would start with your heart. It would change your heart first.
因为祷告是从我们的心发出的，这个我们要先来改变我们的自己的内心。
Without a heart for salvation of everyone, we would not go into actions.
我们如果没有这种愿意万人都得救的这样的祷告的热心，我们也不会有这样的行动。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we are amazed by the gospel message.
父神，我们知道神你自己那福音的信息是何等的奇妙。
Because it is salvation for all sinners.
因为那是让愿意万人得救的信息。
But Father, we pray that you also help us to see the urgency of this gospel message.
神，我们求你让我们 能够心中有这样的传讲神你自己福音信息的这种急切性。
For there's only one way to be saved.
你们只有得救的方式只有一个。
Through trusting and knowing your son Jesus.
乃是通过信靠我们的救主耶稣基督。
Forgive us for our narrow-mindedness.
你自己来赦免我们心中我们的 这样的心中的狭窄的意念。
And lead us to have great vision of the work that you have called us to do.
让我们得见神你所蒙召的这样的宏大的意向。
Lead us to serve you through sharing the gospel to the world.
引领我们能够来被神你所使用，把福音的信息传给万民。
Lead us to pray.
引我们有祷告的心。
We pray this in Jesus' wonderful and glorious name.
那是奉主耶稣基督的宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.